Some new data on resilience and vulnerability in the face of financial shock. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. A college degree is typically seen as the ticket to success, class mobility, wealth creation. But that ticket does not come with a guarantee. And today a new study suggests that African Americans and Latino graduates find themselves especially vulnerable. Marketplace's Scott Tong joins me now. Scott, we talk so much about the so-called income premium for college grads. Does this new study puncture that notion for some?
It doesn't in general. Over a lifetime, college nets you $500,000 compared to not going, by one estimate. The question is, what happens to certain groups in bad times? And the latest recession and downturn was particularly damaging to Blacks and Latinos. So from 2007 to 2013, net worth for Latino college grads fell more than 70% and about 60% for Blacks with a college degree. By contrast, Asian net worth rose a tiny bit, and for whites, it fell just a tiny bit. But here's the big shocker, David. If you compare Blacks and Hispanics, those with a college degree actually did worse than those without a degree during this downturn.
Worse? What do experts think is happening here?
Well, it's complicated. According to the researchers at the St. Louis Fed, which put out this paper, they suggest it has something to do with workplace discrimination, the kinds of jobs they have, and something to do with debt. College-educated Blacks and Latinos have disproportionate housing debt and student debt compared to those without degrees. So when the housing market crashed, they presumably fell particularly hard.
All right, but is this just a function of the Great Recession that we just lived through?
No, the authors don't say so. They believe this problem has deeper roots and the crisis just exacerbated something longer term, David.
All right. Marketplace's Scott Tong, thank you. Let's check some numbers. The 100-share index in London is down less than a 0.1%. The DAX in Germany is up 0.3%. Index futures in the U.S. are down slightly. The Associated Press is reporting that California has not created nearly the number of so-called green jobs that were promised by an initiative passed by voters 3 years ago. The state raised the corporate tax to pay for energy upgrades at schools, but the AP finds that only 1,700 jobs, just a 1/10 of the number of jobs, have been created by the program, and more than half the money has gone to consultants and energy auditors. There's a lag time in reporting the results of the energy upgrade program, but a California state official says she believes the program is on track. Household debt is on the rise, and what's driving this in a major way is new car and truck loans. A recent report from the New York Fed finds that those loans have surpassed the $1 trillion level for the first time. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports that access to cheap credit is changing the way Americans think about their automobiles.
Americans are not only taking out loans to buy new and used cars, they're also taking those loans out for longer than ever before, more than 5.5 years. Jessica Caldwell is director of industry analysis at Edmunds.com. She says folks are treating cars more like a commodity, almost like a smartphone.
You're going to have your monthly payment, and then after a few years, you're going to trade it in and upgrade to something, you know, a little bit nicer.
A lot of buyers right now are coming in with less credit history and less cash, says Alan Baum. He runs an automotive marketing research business.
The buyers that we're seeing coming into the market that might not have been in it previously are going to need either a larger loan or a loan with a longer term, or both.
Baum says that longer loan means you're probably not going to be in the market for a car as often, which automakers don't like to hear, because that means this car buying boom might not be around for much longer. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
So that's how most of us buy cars. We borrow. Then there's the way this next group of people buy their cars. It does not involve going hat in hand to the finance office. Just concluding in Pebble Beach, California, the annual Concours d'Elegance, a car show extraordinaire and fancy car auction. It's like the South by Southwest Festival for really, really rich people. Only the focus isn't music, tech, or film. It's high-end automobiles, both new and vintage. Audrey Dilling reports on what those at the tippy top of the wealth and poverty spectrum were doing this weekend.
This is the sound of about 20 late 60s Ford Mustangs hauling around a tight turn at the Mazda Laguna Seca Raceway near Monterey. This is the sound of one late 60s Mustang trailing behind. Most of these cars are being driven by their owners, but some hire professional racers.
It would be unfair to say everybody here is really rich because there are a lot of people who've owned their cars for a long time.
Jamie Kittman writes for Automobile Magazine.
But there's also plenty of super-duper millionaires.
Super-duper millionaires who luxury brands want to sell their cars to. So the companies have hauled out an arsenal of their own antiques and latest models.
because there isn't any other place in the country that has a concentration of people that are affluent automotive enthusiasts.
Kim McCullough is vice president of marketing for Jaguar Land Rover North America. She wouldn't say how many dollars this event could bring in. But it's pretty clear how much cash is being tossed around at the classic car auction happening down at Pebble Beach.
$2 million I made! $2 million!
The highest valued car here is a 1962 Ferrari Sharknose 250.
And we are estimating it at $14 to $16 million. It's a very wild and important Ferrari.
David Gooding is the founder and president of Gooding & Company, the host of the auction. The prices battled out here will drive the overall classic car market. Values have doubled in the past decade, but Gooding says, don't get into it for the investment.
You should buy it because you love it, because you want to use it, you want to show it or vintage race it or drive it or just have it at home and stare at it.
So file that away, investors. By the way, that wild and important 62 Ferrari went for $16.5 million. Seems like the market is still strong.
Enjoy the moment, sir. 2.3, it's a wonderful car, and it's no money, 2.3.
In Pebble Beach, I'm Audrey Dilling for Marketplace.
Well, at least gas will be relatively cheap for those cars. Crude oil is down another 1% this morning to about $42 a barrel. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.